Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Sitting in here today, I think I talked last week about how my first 20 minutes is watching Katie on her phone. Show me things, and my God, she took a video of her transaction at Safeway, taking a picture of the screen, watching all the coupons interact and everything. That was pretty riveting stuff.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
No, I said the dopamine.
There's a couple minutes I'll never get back.
The dopamine hit I get when I save money, and I saved like $17 at Safeway on like a $50 purchase. I mean, that right there is legit money.
Calls for a
like,
video, for sure. Calls for a video.
Little music background.
Everybody's
like,
looking at you in Safeway, and they're like, what's the crazy lady doing with
there was definitely a line behind me, and I'm like, I have to get this. Like,
I got to film it.
No, I saved so much money.
I can't even. And then I got Josh over here talking about people getting thrown off bridges, and he's watching those videos this weekend. What's wrong with you?
I didn't mean to. I don't search out those videos, but it was like the shock factor of it. What happened was just like a thing of negligence. It's all I can describe it as. There's a Brazilian woman where apparently they do this all the time. They have people that bungee jump off of a bridge, and it's like a business because the people hook you up and get the harness on you. Well, what happened was they put the harness on this woman. The rope is not attached to it. And it's just a weird thing because bungee jumping, usually you just jump, right?
Yeah.
Well, they like Superman carry her above their heads. There's two people and they just chuck her. They throw her. And as they throw her, the rope doesn't move. And it was the shock factor. Again, I'm not searching this out. Sorry to start the day off like this, but she was only 21 years old. I don't mean to.
Why are you watching?
But it's like watching a train crash. You can't stop.
I saw the story, but I'm not going to watch it.
I didn't watch the video either. I couldn't.
No, I'd rather watch your Safeway transaction
video. See, I know.
It's not that bad now, is it?
You want to see it again? You want to bring your mood up? See that dopamine hit and me saving $17?
Can't say that
one
I do.
One transaction.
Can't say that I do.
Oh, man.
All right. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
Well, it's time for some sports. Man, what a good weekend to set some buses on fire.
Oh.
So yeah. Let's set some stuff on fire. A lot of stuff going on, though, right, Joshy boy?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, to kick it all off, on Friday night, USA took on Paraguay in the World Cup. That was their first match of the season and just dominated. I mean, in dominant fashion, 4-1, got the dub there. They're going to play this next Friday, June 19th, 1 p.m. game. They're taking on Australia, mate. So that'll definitely be one to keep your eye on as well. And then the Knicks go on to win the championship. That is a long-awaited championship win for them. Jalen Brunson wins the MVP there, the finals MVP.
Good guy.
Went off for 45 points. In the final game, 45 points is unbelievable.
Wow. Jalen Brunson will never pay for a meal in New York for the rest of his life.
Hey, like, that's a nice perk.
He is...
You won't see that guy setting buses on fire.
No, I just love
it. He wouldn't do that.
Here's the end of that sports ball game.
5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
That's fine.
I love amazing. The final calls of those sporting events because it always reminds me of listening to Kaz, our radio guy, listening to the emotion in his voice and Scott Hastings, who joined him, and you just hear the tear, tears, literally holding back tears as they make the call.
I saw Sydney Sweeney posting some stuff, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I was literally holding back tears.
A moment for her. She looked good in a little Knicks uniform.
She said, Scooter said she was his lucky charm or something like that.
Who cares about Scooter? Yeah. I like how Charles Barkley was like, is Sydney Sweeney here? Like,
he
was looking excited about it.
It was... So
that's a call I can get on board
with.
Yeah, she looked good. She definitely looked good. I have a question for you guys about that really quick. So the celeb row for the Knicks, we know at MSG they're there, but a lot of those celebrities came down to San Antonio just to see the game in case they did end up winning.
Yeah.
A lot of those celebs were also seen in the locker room afterwards holding the trophy. I think of Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet, two specifically. Holding the trophy and crying
they're
as
celebs.
If they won. Does that bother you at all?
No. No. Because they're fans. Especially that team and that celebrity status, like they're just known for having that powerhouse of celebrity, right?
It's like, their entourage.
I mean, it's just who they are. Like them and the Lakers. I feel like it's okay if celebrities go and kind of celebrate it with them because they are part of the face of the team. I mean, when I've been watching this Knicks postseason finals run, I see Ben Stiller more than I see Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, and I like that better. Like for me, who's not a huge sports guy, I'd rather see Night at the Museum guy running around.
Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet.
And his
Jenner,
girlfriend, too.
You know, I mean, let's say it right this time. Mariska
Hargitay.
To see her front and center and so excited because she is at every game. Along with Spike Lee.
And Ben those, is.
You know, like those celebrities, I'm okay with them celebrating because, again, I see them a lot.
They're
with
super
that team,
fans.
So
okay.
I'm
all
okay
right.
with it.
It's good just, for the socials, too.
Yeah.
It's funny to see them. Like, Ben was grabbing the trophy literally as if he played 45 minutes of the game last night or the other night and was like, you know.
One of the perks of being a celeb.
It is.
And then also what I like about it is you see the pictures of them from the late 90s cheering the team to now. And so you see that they have been in
and
it
and he is one of those guys.
Long.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
Spike Lee.
Chalamet wasn't born yet. But yes.
No, but
Chalamet.
There's a picture of Spike Lee like day one of him supporting the Knicks to day now.
He had hair.
He had hair.
Spike Lee had hair
it's
when he started cheering for them.
It's phenomenal. I love the whole storyline. I've never been more excited for another team to win the chip other than the Nuggets. So.
I was crazy excited.
Yeah,
I went out in my backyard and I piled up all my trash and I set it on fire. I gotta tell you, I've been watching a lot of the social coverage from last night's big UFC thing at the White House. I was neutral on the whole thing. But after I saw it last night, politics aside, that was a pretty sweet-looking setup last night with the lights and the stadium thing there, the stands.
The flyby was one of the coolest
things
I've
ever seen. And the flyover was
pretty
rad.
And I've been a UFC fan. Like, I've watched UFC since, like, early 2008 with my dad. So I love the UFC. I love the fights. And watching that and the pageantry that it went in, like, that stadium itself was $60 million. It was unbelievable to see all the effort that went there. And Dana White crushed it. I mean, he really put on a show. And Justin Gaethje, Colorado boy, USA won, and I really liked that. So that was neat.
All the politics aside, made for some cool pictures. I think
it did. I liked it a lot.
Whoever the lighting guy was, pretty
crushed
solid
it.
Lighting guy with the White House in the background and the stars and the stripes, and then the flyover going over. It looked fairly patriotic.
Dan Smith, lighting guy.
Good guy, that Dan Smith. Kudos to the lighting guy. But I think one of the highlights was the Zac Brown Band singing the national anthem. I mean, they, as Josh would say, crushed it.
Crushed it.
And the rock is regular. The bombs bursting in air. They proved through the night.
I mean, pretty good.
That our flag was still there.
I like him anyway, so.
Oh, say does that.
Put your hand on your heart, Katie.
I'm good.
You don't like Zac Brown Band? From North Dakota. I'm going to give you the end of it, too.
That's fine.
Here comes the flyover. Wait for it.
End of the free. End of the
Well, and the United States Marine Band was with him.
That's pretty cool.
Vocals.
Yeah, those Marines killed it.
Yeah, it was good.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Again, I was neutral on the whole thing, but I think it looked kind of neat last night. Well, it happened on Friday as we kind of wrapped up the morning show. Elon Musk became the world's first trillionaire. $1.18 trillion. Now, remember that. 0.18 is $180 billion.
Jesus.
Jesus is right. He's got more money than Jesus.
In the 0.18.
The 0.18 is just $180 billion.
I hate that.
Man, it's a lot of cheddar.
I want 0.18.
I just want the 0.18.
Yes. Please.
My God. So they're saying that approximately 4,400 SpaceX employees became millionaires through stock grants and ownership, and about 400 of these employees crossed the $100 million mark, And those weren't just executives. Those were some of the engineers, the technicians, longtime employees. And I saw a great story about some of the welders who actually weld these rockets together. Are now worth like $100 million.
Or even just the millionaires, janitors and cafeteria workers, like people who would never dream of making that much money, overnight becoming millionaires. Like, how great is that? I love that for them.
It's really neat. I think he employs something like 145,000 people worldwide. So he's created a lot of jobs. And I guess in that aspect, kudos to him and the companies and all these people, man. My question was, is like, if you are a welder or a cafeteria worker or something that automatically become a multimillionaire, do you quit?
Oh,
or do
question.
You or do you like, you know what, I'm just going to hold on to my money. I guess if you're happy at SpaceX, one of the coolest companies, I guess, you just keep working for a little bit longer.
I mean, yeah, why not?
You can always make more.
My worry would be that, you know, as Elon, that all of a sudden I've got all these millionaires working for me and half my workforce is going to quit.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I did it.
Yeah, I'm out. I am out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a lot of millionaires. Katie, you'll be happy about this. This Michael movie has now officially passed Bohemian Rhapsody as the highest grossing music biopic ever.
Good.
Earning just shy of $1 billion worldwide. We almost watched it this weekend. I was, you know, family movie night on Friday, and we were zipping through trying to find something to watch. And that one popped up. It was still $25 to rent. I was like,
ugh. You're going to wait a little bit.
I was like, I'm still paying for all these streaming services. Can we find something that we're already paying for?
I know, right? Isn't there a movie?
Yeah, it was between that and Super Mario Galaxy, which was still $25 to rent. I'm like, nah, I'm sure that'll be on Prime or something here eventually for free.
Yeah.
I do want to give you a kudos, though, and a thank you. Because you know what we settled on?
What?
That Goofy Octopus movie.
Oh,
with
you
Sally
loved
Field.
It. You loved it.
What
and
was it called?
Loved it. It's the Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Remarkably Bright
Gosh,
Creatures.
That's a good movie.
And
you loved it, huh?
I'm going to tell you.
I know you loved it.
Loved it.
Yes.
Fantastic
yes!
movie.
Such a good
the
movie.
The kids enjoyed it. I called the twist. Pretty,
did you call it?
Yeah, in my head. I didn't say it to the family.
I
called the twist in my head fairly soon.
It's funny. I watched it by myself, but I didn't divulge it to myself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I
called the twist. But good movie.
Such a good movie.
First full movie that I've now watched on my 86-inch TV as well. And you know what? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie to watch on a
big
TV.
Didn't it make you want a pet octopus also?
It kind of did.
It's like, I had no idea they were so just... I mean, I've seen a few...
I didn't know they could talk.
...octopus documentaries. Well, I've seen a few, and so they've just been fascinating to me from that. But to have one as a pet is kind of a dream of mine now.
It's pretty
because,
neat.
Yeah.
And then what she does?
They're just so neat.
How did she get
yes,
away with that at the end?
I know.
Like, when did she get fired?
It's such a good movie. Such a good movie.
All right,
movie.
I got one more thing for you. Doctors are out and about saying, giving you big warnings about your sunglasses and UV protection. They're just saying, essentially, be careful of all these sunglasses like you're picking up at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Basically, make sure they have UV protection, 100% UV protection, and maybe some polarization in those lenses. Because they say if you don't, you know what happens is you put on these dark shades, and what happens to your pupils?
They shrink.
They
right?
get bigger.
They get bigger.
To
okay.
let more light in, and
oh.
then you're letting more sun in, and you're
yeah.
frying your retinas.
Oh,
so
no.
Make sure you have 100% UV protection. So watch out for those dollar store sunglasses.
Do the pugs at the gas station get the job done, though? Because
that's
what I always go for.
Really?
Because I lose them and I break them. So
yeah.
$20 pugs glasses.
Well, just read the little
that's
label.
That's what I get every time.
UV protection.
Okay,
all right.
100%.
All right there, pupils.
Good to know. Okay.
All right,
good
what's going
know.
On locally?
So you had to have seen the video of the two crazy guys on I-70, right?
Yeah,
get
duking it out
of their car to have a fight on the interstate.
Oh,
it is
boy.
Wild. This happened in Wheat Ridge, and I mean, this is insane because like one guy gets out of the car, they start yelling at each other. He tries to punch the guy through the window, and at one point, one of them gets like a tire iron out of the back of their vehicle. One of them punches out the back window, like. It is intense.
I had some audio of one of the guys. Oh,
do
here.
You?
Yeah, here he is.
I'm all jacked up on my
dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what they sounded
yeah,
like.
That was that one guy.
Exactly what they looked like.
I'm all jacked up on my dude.
I don't know. know what has to get into your mind that you put your car in park on an interstate and get out of it, but my goodness. So what happened is one of the guys actually stayed on scene and called the police, and the other guy drove away, so they found him with a drone by the Colorado Mills Mall not too long after all of it happened, but it was in the Wheat Ridge area, so just absolutely insane. When I saw that video, I thought it was AI at first. I thought it was fake. I thought somebody made it up. They were so mad, but I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe that two grown men thought that that was a good idea.
Well, you know why.
Of course it was two grown men, too.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they just had absolutely no sense. But they have been issued summonses.
Why you gotta be bashing
for
me like
disorderly
that?
No, you know it is two men. Absolutely.
Whatever.
Like, whatever you.
Like, you see that recent Raising Cane's video with the fight in the Raising Cane's? It was about 14 young girls fighting
each
other.
That's fine, but they didn't do it on an interstate. Like,
they went
just
in,
put their car
no,
in
they
far
more
way.
Respectable
they just,
and went into a chicken
that's
restaurant.
That's right. They just
I'm
put
all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
They could have hurt so many other people on that interstate doing that. Like, it is wild that they thought that was the time it was okay to throw down. Like, okay. Moving on.
How are they going to hurt other people?
Are you kidding me? If somebody plows into the back of their parked vehicle on an interstate?
Yeah, they're fine.
No, they... Okay, Jeremy. Whatever. Whatever. Again, both men...
It's a good time for a fist fight, if you ask me.
Both men admitted fault in the escalating tensions, and they were both issued
you know why?
For disorderly conduct.
You know why?
They're all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
We get it. How about this one? So Saturday night, someone got stuck in a trench... Again, a wild story. And then they were in there for roughly 24 hours. So this...
Probably a guy, huh, Katie?
It was a guy. It was a guy. You would die. Die. You said it. Not me. Be careful out there, though. He was rescued. Somebody heard him screaming. But this was, in the Wheat Ridge Applewood area. But he fell in a construction site, apparently, and was stuck in this little area.
Oh,
and he
God.
Was stuck in mud and water.
Help!
And thankfully, they found him. Like,
I'm in a trench.
This kind of stuff could really
trench,
just, like,
please.
Man. But again, somebody heard him. They were able to get him out. And it Help. Looks like he's doing a lot better. But how wild is that?
Trenches be crazy.
Stuck in a trench on a construction site.
I don't like that one bit.
My goodness. And then just one more. This is actually a heartwarming story. Let's bring the mood up, right? Leave it to goats to make a smile, because the city of Boulder, they welcomed back their four-legged landscapers to Harlow Platts Community Park this past weekend. It is such a sweet story. So what they do is they bring about 300 goats to the park, and then they help manage the invasive and noxious weeds that are growing in that park. They just eat them all up, get them all out of the way, but they let them do that from Thursday, this past Thursday, and they're going to do it until tomorrow. So they're out there for like 5 whole days just getting all the weeds and everything. Do you know what the best part about this is? It happened over the weekend, and I saw the pictures, and it's like one of my favorite things in this area, but it's called the Meat and Bleat event, because that's what goats do, is they bleat. Right? And that's a bleat is what they call that. But yeah, they let the community members come and like pet them. So it's like a big petting zoo. You
that's
get to
cute.
Pet these 300 goats out there at Harlow Platts Community Park. So
goats
happened,
freak me out.
That happened on Saturday.
Goats are gross. And their eyes,
it's
you
their
know,
pupils.
Their eyes
yeah.
are gross.
They definitely do some gross things, but they Ugh. Are cute to pet. And especially Mm-mm. the little baby goats who just hop. Just hop. They're hopping all
I like
over
the fainting.
The
you know why they hop so much?
So cute. Are they hopped up on Mountain Dew?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
There you go.
That's it?
There you go.